All right, they handed him a gavel. I mean, maybe there ought to be like a shovel and some kind of sump pump or something, because the swamp is still the swamp, but Congress has a new speaker to gavel in this week. California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy got the necessary votes and did the work. You know, we talked about this last week, and I, nice text, thank you for that. Dems and mainstream misleadia said, this is a sign of chaos, and the extremists are now in charge, and I think it's just the opposite in my mind. This is how you avoid chaos down the road, by getting things on the table now. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale joins us this morning to talk about America's new Speaker of the House and this next Congress today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today, 866-627-5483, or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Thank you very much. It's a Monday. I hope you guys had a super weekend. You know, you had Montana to hang out in, for the most part. I hope that was the case. And we're back at it, right? Okay, let's kick it. Let's get going. We're two decades strong, working on three, an objective perspective, Voices of Montana. Thank you for making us a part of your Montana morning. It's a number of years as we look back and keep looking ahead to try to do good things as much as we can and inform. Let's go right to Washington, D.C. without any further delay. Congressman Matt Rosendale, I'm sure it's going to be a busy week, but let's catch up on some of the activities from last week and first say Happy New Year. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Happy New Year. We're doing great up here in this swampy city, Tom.
Is it talk about that process that you went through last week. And you and a number of your colleagues held ground for certain things. You took some criticism for it. I think you won some concessions. I think as I look at it all, it's part of the right way the process plays out. But go ahead, Matt. What was it like?
So the one thing I really think that everybody needs to do is stop referring to the changes that were made to concessions. What they were is reforms, the reforms that were made, Tom. And hopefully it's going to help us start this process of restoring the people's voice back to the halls of Congress. For 15 years, we have continued to consolidate the power around this place into the hands of a few. And this is what I was trying to express as I gave my floor speech the other day. And anyone who was took the time to watch it live, or the video that, you know, has been going around since then, recognizes that we were not up there fighting for individual or personal privilege or benefit. The 20 of us that were calling for major changes in the rules and in leadership, we're doing so to restore the voices of the people across this country. And I became aware yesterday that our propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, known as the Billings Gazette, was sending out articles talking about how misguided and how inaccurate my statements were on the floor. Well, I'd like to start off your program by directing everyone to at Rep. Rosendale, so that they can watch a video clip that I posted today that demonstrates exactly what I was talking about. And that is how broken the House of Representatives has been for the last several years, where they are having a minimal discussion with one Republican, one Democrat on the House floor, and without any really true debate, no one else on the floor, they pass that legislation that's going to add another $93 million of direct spending to government. And there's two people on the floor. And so once again, we see that the Billings Gazette is completely wrong. And what we have been fighting for is, again, to restore the voice of the people across this country. And so while it might have been very uncomfortable for a lot of people to watch, most folks, face it, Tom, they don't like confrontation. They don't like to have conflict. There's not very many people that can walk into that type of an environment and feel okay about it. But that's what I was elected to do. the things that we are addressing are critically difficult, complicated, and so important for our country that somebody has to be willing to stand up and say, no, I can't just hold hands and pretend that we have this facade of unity. And while the ship is getting ready to go over a waterfall, somebody on the boat better stand up and say, whoa, Captain, we've got to turn this thing around or the whole ship's going to go over.
I think a lot of people have appreciated that, Matt. And I like how you said maybe it makes people uncomfortable. But that's sort of the work. Now, I want to talk, and thank you for that. I mean, it's reforms, okay, not concessions, but it was part of discussions with the speaker on what kind of direction that he'll take from that lectern. And you had noted on this program, you know, a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, that that was your plan all along. What were some of those major things that you're hoping now and to accomplish because of this move?
Sure. So it's what we're going to do is now today they're going to debate the rules themselves. Okay, the rule book, if you will, the guidelines of how we are going to operate Congress for the next 2 years. And what I was pushing, we had a couple of different groups, okay, within the 20 individuals that were holding back on supporting Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. Some folks were concentrated more on the conference rules, and that was to control how the Republican conference itself managed its affairs. Some people were more focused on the what they call the steering committee, which are the, we'll call it 30 members that make decisions about all of the committees that people serve on. But my focus and attention was completely on the rules that govern how the House operates. And so what I was pushing hard for, we actually were able to achieve that so far, as long as they get voted in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to have single subject legislation so that we don't have to contend with bills that have 20, 30, 40 different provisions sandwiched in there that nobody really understands exactly what they are. Single subject legislation. The second thing, to allow members to offer amendments from the floor instead of having everything go through the Rules Committee. Now, this is one of those areas where I had to compromise. I wanted to have each and every bill to be able to, once it was passed through a committee, to be able to go to the floor and have people discuss it, debate it, and offer amendments on it the exact same way that we do in the legislature, or that I did when I was in the Montana legislature. And I had to compromise on that. And so what they have are certain times and bills that will go through that process, but not everything will. Okay, I changed the trajectory. We can start having this participation. If we've got single subject legislation and we're allowed to propose amendments as long as they are germane to that bill title, then we are heading in the right direction. We are also going to, as part of the package, we are guaranteed that we will be able to have a vote. Nobody knows how the vote's going to come out, but within the first 90 days, we are going to have a vote for the balanced budget amendment. We are going to have a vote on a bill to set term limits in place. So the people that are having discussions about the Convention of States, they need to pay attention to those provisions. We are actually going to be voting upon them on the floor of Congress. We're going to have another vote, we are assured, to consider the what they call the Republican Study Committee. They develop a budget, and it will balance in 7 years. We're going to have a vote on that. We're going to have a vote on the Texas border plan, which addresses immigration, the illegal immigration, and it goes into very specific actions that need to be taken as part of that plan. So, again, I am really pleased if the rules package gets approved as it is now, that we are going to head into this next year in a much better place.
Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale serving the Eastern District for the first time in Congress. Matt, again, thanks for your work. Thanks for your effort on this. I want to talk a little bit about short memories versus long memories in Washington, D.C. And And I'm hearing, and I don't know, I kind of take it at heart when I hear people say, look, this was maybe okay, uncomfortable, but now we've got work to do. Let's put some things behind us. Do you think that the GOP is going to be able to do that, kind of put this behind?
Absolutely.
I do too. Good.
Absolutely. I will tell you, anyone, again, who was watching C-SPAN, what they saw, if they were watching the cameras, the camera went around the room and followed me, because they were starting to give me a fair amount of camera time. I can't understand why. But I was walking around and having conversations with Republicans that were with us, Republicans that were not with us. I was sitting down and having good conversations with the Democrats. I was having conversations with everyone in that room, because guess what? As of the moment that this rule package gets approved, we must start working on the agenda and the legislation that is going to stop this destruction that the Democrats have placed upon our nation over the last 2 years. We have got to start turning that around. And so I have maintained relationships, and I'm very proud of the fact that I function the same way in the state legislature. You maintain relationships, and you make sure that everything you do is based upon policy and not personalities.
Thank you. And we've lost that over, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the individual member. But as I have had some experience there, I think most of them, the vast majority, are to try to do the right thing for the right reason, too. So
Look, we all are individuals. People get their feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. Some people's feelings get soothed over a little bit faster than others. Mm-hmm. I think that once you have entered into the political arena, I think, that once you've gotten into the arena at this level, that you are more likely to get over it a lot faster, because there is a lot of work that we must take care of. And I've put out statements and talked to a lot of people and talked about, you know, the three things that I think that we accomplished. I think that the ball was advanced to strengthen the rules, mm-hmm, and each member's voice. I think that the people across this country were reinvigorated as they witnessed someone fighting for them. And that battle was all about the people across this nation. It was not about the individuals that were pushing back. But I think we also made a very strong statement that leadership knows when we say no, we mean no. I mean, you know, that's it. When I say no, my no means no, my yes means yes. And that Kevin McCarthy is now the speaker, and it's time for us all to get to work.
Let me ask the question about committees. Was that any part of discussion? I think you're on some pretty valuable committees right now, but any part of that discussion? Well, I don't know if you've gotten any word on that yet.
To the chase there, Tom, yeah. I will tell you, they are the leadership of Washington is so accustomed to this town being based on transactional negotiations, mm-hmm. I assure you that, yeah, they asked me basically, mm-hmm, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And I flat out told everyone the same thing every single time. You've got nothing I want. You've got nothing I need. I was sent up here to represent the people of Montana. And so I fully expect that I will still be serving on Natural Resources and Veterans Affairs Committee, both of which are critically important to our state.
Congressman, thank you so much. I know there's a lot of work to do, and I know you guys are in session. So I don't know if you have any last words, and I appreciate your time here today and the effort and coming back and coming on here and discussing it openly like that.
Listen, I just want to let everyone know that the incredible outpouring of support and prayers and encouragement while we were going through this week helped me through, because there's immense pressure to do the wrong thing, and there's much needed support when you're trying to do the right thing for the people that you represent, and I felt it every single day. And so when I went home in the evening, not once did I feel beat down and deflated, because I knew that the people across the state of Montana were supporting me, and they knew that I was supporting them.
Thanks, Matt. We look forward to chatting with you down the road here, too, and, you know, the line's always open for you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. You have a great day.
You too. Blessings to you. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale.